Just one review of a subject that is subject to the minhag of Kitniyot on Pesach. To review again, the earliest Rishon that talks about this minhag of Kitniyot, of not eating certain beans and certain legumes, is the Samak. The Samak brings it down that this was the custom, and for good reason, he said. He said, because these things can be confused with wheat. Why can they be confused? Because just like wheat is turned into a flour and made into dough, you could dry a lentil, for example, make it into flour. You could dry a bean, you could dry a corn and make it into flour. So therefore these things have similar properties. So if a person is going to make flour out of corn, let's say, they might mistake and make the similar flour from wheat. They're not going to be careful with it because they'll say, what's the difference? And therefore they run into a problem of chametz. So it's from there that the Samak says they came to the custom of not having what's called kitniyot, things that can be confused. And he includes in there mustard seed. And he says the mustard, even though you don't make flour out of it, but it grows in pods, just like wheat does, and therefore he's able to make a mistake on that. So basically the list they include in this subject of kitniyot is all sorts of beans, you know, kidney beans, lima beans, the ful, and they talk about corn, they talk about mustard, and then all the poskim start to talk about other things, because you know, when they talk about kitniyot, there's no list. It's just things that are similar to chita. So the poskim discuss coffee beans, for example. And again, this is for the Ashkenazim that follow the rules of kitniyot. Coffee beans is a bean. So you could argue, it's a bean. Therefore, we have to be concerned about it. Well, the poskim have a general rule. Rabbi Amar brings this in the Sefer Shamach Shelomo in Chelek Shishi, and Rav Moshe brings it down as well in Igrot Moshe. And most of the poskim follow this general principle that if it wasn't around at the time of the Gezerah, so we're not going to add anything to the list. That's the basic principle. Coffee beans weren't around 750 years ago, and even if it was around, probably doesn't follow the same criterion in the sense that we don't make flour out of the coffee. It's maybe you make a drink out of it, and you drink it right away, and therefore coffee beans would not be in the Gezerah of Kitniyot. Therefore, the Ashkenazim drink coffee. There's no problem with it. As long as it's kosher for Passover, doesn't have any other issues. We talked yesterday about quinoa. That's the super grain that they talk about today. Well, it's not going to be in the Kitniyot either, because clearly quinoa is a new revelation to the world, relatively. And they didn't have it 730 years ago when the Samak was talking about it. Although it behaves similarly like the wheat. They make flour out of it, and they could, you know, make a dough out of it. But nonetheless, since it wasn't part of the original Gezerah, so the Ashkenazim will be lenient to have the quinoa. Where you run into big controversy is the potatoes. Yeah, potatoes they had probably around in the times of the Gezerah. And potato, they make flour, and a lot of products on Pesach, you know, they make potato cakes and potato starch. Some will tell you it's part of the Gezerah, and some will tell you it's not part of the Gezerah. The prevalent custom, however, is that Ashkenazim eat potato starch, either because you have no choice, that if you knock out potatoes, then you knock out, you know, a lot of things as well. And then with the poskim are lenient on that. Rav Moshe talks about peanuts and things like that. Is that part of the Gezerah? This is, depends on who you ask. Depends on what the minhag is, you know, of different communities. So therefore, again, that would be the general rule for the Ashkenazim. And you'll find kosher for Passover Coca-Cola. Not because they put any chametz in it necessarily, but because of the corn syrup. The corn is a kitniyot, and therefore they have to find a substitute against the corn. Again, not that corn is chametz, but it's part of that gezerah called kitniyot. So therefore they have to be concerned about it. The question for us would be, so what are you saying this halakha? We're all Sephardim. What do we have to know about kitniyot for? Well, you'd have to know, is, let's say an Ashkenazi would be eating by your house on Pesach. Well, clearly he cannot eat the rice, because this rice is kitniyot. rice would be the most serious of the kitniyot, because that's probably the most similar to wheat. That's a very serious kitniyot. Even if it was checked three times, they have to follow their minhag. They can't just say, well, when they walk into our homes, they don't turn into sfaradim. The origin doesn't change. Therefore, their traditions have to remain the same. The question would be, is, let's say we serve them potatoes. Well, potatoes, we said, the custom is for them to eat it, more or less. So therefore, the question would be, if let's say the Baalat HaBayit says, well, I just want you to know, I cooked those potatoes in the pot and I cooked the rice. How far do they go on kitniyot? Do they even go with the ta'am of kitniyot from the pots? And the poskim say, no, that's already, you know, it's enough. It's enough, exactly. It's enough, the things that they will osir us, they have to come along and stretch it to the pots. So therefore, things that were made in a pot of kitniyot, the food itself does not become forbidden for the Ashkenazi.